life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to Mind Flow, a show to help you find your flow. Hit that subscribe button before we get started so you never miss an episode. How often do you put a lot of focus into one skill you want to improve? Not two or three or ten, just one. Does practice really make perfect? Is repetition really the mother of all skill? Do you practice while you play? Or do you practice before you play and play like you practice? Today's topic is about knowing how to practice the right way. Sound good? All right, let's flow. Have you ever heard of the 10,000 hour rule? Some people believe in it, and some people believe it's a myth. It's based on research from the 70s that show experts who reached the top of their field spent a minimum of 10,000 hours practicing to master their skill. And the formula breaks down like this. 20 hours per week for 10 years equals 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours to master a skill. Sounds crazy, right? And before I explain the 10,000 hour rule more, first I want to show you how it can be used to put things into perspective. Because what's even crazier about that is this. In a survey released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics found in 2019, Americans watched an average of 5 hours of TV per day. And in 2020, during the pandemic, that number increased to 5.5 hours per day. So here's my takeaway from this. Based on the 10,000 hour rule, a large number of people are on their way to becoming masters at being self-entertained, whether it's the news, or Netflix, or sports, or streaming movies or TV shows, all of which can be used or watched on a TV or a computer or on a phone these days. And when I combine the 10,000 hour rule to that survey, it thumped me right between the eyes and made me think. Because if you or anyone you know feels stuck, or like they're at a dead-end job, or that people just don't understand them, or maybe they might feel like they're victims of workplace politics, or people always playing favorites without them, or whatever it might be, this is what they should ask themselves. One, how much time do I spend per day or in a week beating on my craft or working on my skills? And two, how much time do I spend entertaining myself? If you figure out the answers to these two questions, I promise you're going to be onto something. Okay, let's talk about the 10,000 hour rule a little bit more. Here's the best way I can explain it. They say if you practice something for 10,000 hours, that should make you a master at whatever you've been practicing. Or 10,000 hours of practice makes perfect, because repetition is the mother of all skill. But here's the kicker. What if you spend all that time practicing the wrong way? Because there are differences. Not all practices are the same. And I want to talk about two: mindless practice and deliberate practice. So here's what it sounds like if you're participating in mindless practice. You're engaged in mindless repetition, meaning you're doing something over and over without much thought, and you only focus on doing things that you're good at, nothing else. And you teach people more about the skill than practicing the skill that you're focusing on. And you watch experts, but you don't get expert feedback. And the last one is everyone's favorite. You stay in your comfort zone no matter what. All right, and here's what it sounds like if you're focused in deliberate practice. It means you're constantly practicing your craft, and you're always striving to improve. Not only that, you measure your performance. And setting ego aside, you ask for in-the-moment feedback. And the last thing is you put a lot of work in the areas that you know you're not good at. You focus on your gaps. So, to make a short story long or a long story short, whichever one comes first, the 10,000-hour rule is great, but it's misunderstood. Because instead, what you should be focusing on is mastering the art of deliberate practice. Whether you're a musician, or an athlete, or a banker, or a bus driver, or a stay-at-home parent, or an engineer, or a scientist, whatever your particular field is. And putting everything that I've said aside, this is the one thing that I hope you take away. The difference between repetition and deliberate practice is one thing. In-the-moment feedback. And I'll end with this. If you want to learn faster or be deliberate in practicing deliberate practice, it's broken down into three stages. The first stage is obvious. It's when you're learning a new skill. You're practicing it all the time, and you make mistakes, and you go through the motions. And in the second stage, you've had enough practice to see where you are, and you've made enough mistakes, so now you can correct them on your own. And it's at this stage that getting quality feedback from someone in the moment is so important if you want your skill level to skyrocket. And the third stage is when you practice that skill so much and you've learned it so well that you can do the skill on autopilot. So here's your challenge. I challenge you to look at your approach to how you eat your food, to how well you get sleep, to the effort you put into your job, to the attention that you give to your family, to the routine you put in at the gym, and ask yourself this: am I practicing mindless repetition, or am I being deliberate about my practice? All right, that's it. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about, and keep learning to find your flow.